Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get ready.
You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready.
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes. All right.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
I'm ready.
And this is Overtime.
Okay. I'm ready.
This music, apropos for so many reasons. It's 8:32. That's Michael Kelly singing into the mic. Hello.
I'm not in love currently, but I'm
Friday,
I
you're love,
in love life. I do love Friday.
Hello, John Hancock.
Good morning. Good morning.
See, the other reason this is apropos, because it's The Cure.
Right.
And we need a cure for the coronavirus.
You can't tell I'm wearing a mask.
He is wearing a mask, and it's not a CPAP.
There we go. He's been mopping this corona thing to me for a little while. I'm scared of this
thing.
Masks are hard to come by, you know.
Okay, I'm not a germaphobe in any way. I think people who are germaphobes are kind of annoying, but I watch a lot of zombie movies and end-of-the-world apocalypse-type things where some, you know, contagion spreads across the world, bam, and we can't control it. So I, on the one hand, think, okay, everyone, let's calm down. This is not a big deal. We can do this. And then I think, you know, all the movies you see about the end of the world, this is how it goes.
Well, no kidding. So I occasionally get a chance to travel, and this week I traveled. I went down to Dallas. And, you know, I always thought the people in the airport who had the masks on were like, what's wrong with you? I honest to God thought to myself, maybe I ought to get one of those masks when I'm traveling on an airplane.
Well, you know, it's, look, if you're going to get it, you're going to get it. And, I mean, that's true of any kind of virus or cold or anything that's out there. This is not the bubonic plague. You know, the bubonic plague, now, that was before I was born. But the bubonic plague, I mean, that was, it killed, you know, everybody.
Does it concern you that this thing is spreading like wildfire, but yet the president had a press conference the other day saying we're almost down to zero cases in the United States?
Well, look, it's inevitable that it's coming here. It's here.
It is here.
That wasn't the question.
Right. Right. I understand. But that was my answer. So, it's going to be an issue. I think we need to get up to speed. There certainly needs to be more testing facilities. We're rapidly increasing the number of testing facilities now, and I mean, this is going to be a real thing. But I don't think it's not the plague.
So you feel more comfortable and confident that Vice President Mike Pence is heading up the task force to control the coronavirus here in the United States?
Can't think of a better choice.
Yeah, we can pray it away, right? We can pray the virus away. That's what he's a big fan of. That'll do it.
Well, no doubt that panic and concern over the coronavirus is causing worldwide ripples in the economy. I wouldn't even call it a ripple. It's kind of a tidal wave at this point. And the Dow having its largest drop, 1,200 points. It's been a really bad week on Wall Street. Companies are canceling trips. Products aren't getting here. I mean, it is having a huge impact. More than 83,000 people in about 50 countries have now been infected. Investment bank economists issued increasingly glum predictions of how much the coronavirus outbreak is going to hurt economies around the world. Michael, we'll start with you from a political point of view. Who benefits, who suffers from the plunging markets and possible economic slowdown?
None of us. I mean, we've had almost 10, 11 years straight of economic growth. This is unfortunate. Do I think it hurts the president? Sure. He's the one who told us that we should measure his presidency by the stock market. He touted it like crazy. I think we all said at that time, that's a dangerous, slippery road, because on any day the market can drop. But I think we're all in jeopardy. This is an interdependent world. We're dependent on China for food. They're dependent on us for food. We're dependent on China for goods and services. We need oil to come from the Middle East. We need things to happen in this world. This is a world problem. The biggest concern I have is this is a world that can't even get together, mainly because of us, on climate change. How are we ever going to get together on something that's killing us, like, right this minute?
Yeah, this is a big deal. The stock market, the economic downturn resulting from this is a big deal, and it's real. And economic stagnation is a real possibility coming out of this thing. I certainly hope the economy is going to recover. We're going to visit with Dave Simon at the top of the hour and kind of get his perspective on this as somebody that's watched the markets for years.
Yeah, but John, I mean, we had a 1,000-point drop yesterday. We're 500 today.
I know.
Donald Trump has always been saying, look at what the markets do with me. Look at what they does. Does he get to own some of the responsibility of
the
markets?
No, I mean, this clearly isn't the result of the economic policies of the White House. This is a result
but
of the virus.
But isn't it the reason that former presidents, you know, all of them have stayed away from using the market as their benchmark as to what's happening?
Well, look, the market reflected really good economic activity in this country, and it should. What's happening now isn't the result of any policies of Donald Trump or anybody else. It's
the
result of
when the market was up, it was a result of economic policies, but when it's down, it's not.
Not all, but this is not a result of the policies of the president. What's happening?
Okay.
Will either of you change anything you do in your daily life because of coronavirus, either health-wise or financial-wise?
Well, financially, I made some changes here over the last couple of weeks, thinking, listening to Dave Simons and others, that a correction is likely, and kind of went into my little 401k with my $12 there and secured some of them. But health-wise, I mean, look, we are at the will of those who are in charge. We have to have faith in those who are leading our country and who are leading our science efforts. I have more confidence in the people leading our science efforts these days than I do in the people leading our country. I just wish that the president would not make this about him. You listen to that press conference the other day. It was all about, I did this and I did that and we're taking this to zero. No, this was your chance to step away. This is bigger than you, Donald Trump. He's not capable.
It is bigger than Donald Trump, and you're right about that. Will I make any changes? I mean, once this thing hits St. Louis, depending on how widespread it is, I think we're all going to make some changes. And, it might mean working from home for a couple of weeks. I don't know how you're going to do the TIAAM, Debbie, but
from bed. That would be right. Nice. I'll just lay in bed.
Yeah, there you go. Phone it in. You can phone it in. That's kind of what we do most Fridays.
So
it'll be good. But I do think we're all potentially going to have to make some changes.
All right. We are going to take a break and hit traffic and weather together. But when we come back, we have some local school issues on both sides of the river that will get your opinion on. It is overtime for Friday. Hancock, Kelly, and Monterey. It is 8:39. Oh yeah, Scandal featuring Patti Smith. Smile.
Great tune.
Yeah. It's 80s Day on KMOX.
We'll keep them spinning.
Where's Johnny Rabbit?
We'll
keep
on playing.
It's 8:42, and the reason we're playing that is as we hit round two of OT, a couple of local school issues, including under a proposal in the Illinois legislature, schools with Native American mascots would have to change them unless they get permission from a nearby tribe. Granite City Superintendent Jim Greenwald says he sees no need to change from the Warriors.
Our warrior is a sign of strength. and honor and integrity, and has always been very well respected. So that is what we stand for, and that is what we emulate with our warrior.
All right, judging from your grunts and groans over there, John Hancock.
I mean, what a ridiculous. And this is a law they're proposing over in Illinois. They can't even pay their bills over there, and they're wanting to do that. I mean, this is ridiculous.
They've done this in Wisconsin, and well, they changed over, and everybody survived. And
I mean, okay. Sure, whatever. But you know, if you're going to do this, I mean, how about all the poor animals out there? You know, tigers and bears.
Full disclosure: I'm a white male, so when I think of mascots in general, whether it be what Washington's football team's called, the Cleveland Indians, the Warriors. I don't think people are looking down at their mascot.
Right.
This is something they hold up. This is something that people are cheering for and they're a part of. Now, I get that the Washington football team, that may be a bad name, the NFL team in Washington. But at the end of the day, I don't think that mascots are something that are being used to degrade folks. It's something that is used to lift up. And so I can't speak to how it affects those individual communities, but I don't think the intention, and I know from a fan perspective, it's not a, hey, I'm supporting this warrior because I want to degrade American Indians. I don't think that's the case.
Right. I mean, yeah. And if I'm just like I say, what if the animals take offense? So you got Cardinals out there that don't like the fact that their image and likeness is being used on shirts all over the place.
All right, now you're silly. If the animals step up and say that it does offend them, then we could discuss it. But Native Americans have said that this is offensive to them. Also, can we all agree that the tomahawk chop is stupid? I find it annoying. If I was a Native American, I would probably hate that.
I mean, that is just stupid. The elimination of the tomahawk chop, and yes, here in St. Louis, I'm going to say it, the wave. The wave
okay,
is the stupidest.
Okay, that doesn't offend anyone. It's
stupid.
Just stupid.
So if we're going to have stupid things that we're getting rid of, let's get rid of the stupid wave.
Yeah, those people that do the little, those loud, high-pitched yaws or whatever they are.
Ah!
Not caca. I am pro-caca.
Where he goes,
cause
right,
the law.
The woos.
Yeah, that's the law.
No, they need to take them out of the ballpark.
I agree.
All right, I just always point this out because back in the day, no one thought that the mascot of Pekin, Illinois was offensive. And when I say it now, people are like, no way. They were the Pekin Chinks.
Yep.
The Chinks. It was a Chinese guy who looked like Mickey Rooney from Breakfast at Tiffany's with buck teeth and a ponytail. And Chinese people were like, hello, this is so insulting. And people were like, why? We're not making fun of you. No offense intended.
Yeah, no, I get
it. So now they're the Pekin Dragons. And I think now, looking back, we can all agree, oh, wow, that was really offensive.
But Warrior, I don't know. I get the NFL football team in Washington, D.C. potentially being offensive. The name Warrior? I mean, is Gladiator offensive to Romans?
Right.
Well, the Romans aren't around to say so, but Native Americans are. Hey, let's go to one more topic here before we have to take another break. There are a number of St. Louis public schools that could be closing in the near future. Hmm. The district's elected board is considering shutting down up to 20 more schools to deal with a declining enrollment. Enrollment in the St. Louis City District dropped below 20,000 this year for the first time since the late 1800s. The board's expected to vote on a plan in April, with changes taking effect for the 2021-2022 school year. Michael, do you ever see a time of growing enrollments in city schools?
I think it's inevitable. I mean, you look at the investment that's coming into the city. You look at the housing stock that's coming into the city, particularly in the West End and in South City. A lot of resources, meaning money, is moving back to the city. Those families are going to invest in making sure that there's quality schools. I think this is a product of what we've seen by other legacy cities that have turned it around. This happened in New York. People abandoned the public schools, and now they're back. And so I think eventually it will, but this sounds like a common sense movement by the school board here in the city.
Yeah, St. Louis has one of the highest percentages of non-public school participation of any city in the country. And so you've got a declining population base in the city, which is one factor here. But the other factor is more and more families in the city are choosing to send their kids to charter schools or private schools. And so that's really, I think, what's driving the lower enrollments.
You're right, and I don't know, it's more and more, because, I mean, the Catholic school system here in St. Louis has always been one of the biggest.
Right.
I mean, this is a Catholic town, and so it's not a surprise that that's the case.
Yeah.
I think what's been successful for St. Louis public schools is their magnet schools, which now are extremely competitive and have waiting lists.
Agreed.
So if they can somehow apply that to the other schools, that, I don't know, that may help. Also in South City, at least a lot of the empty school buildings have been turned into apartments and condos.
I know.
Which they make for really cool living spaces.
Yeah,
they're very
like
well
my
built.
My own personal hell to have to live in school.
All right, Scandal taking us out here. It's 8:48. We'll be back with round three of OT after this. It's an Eminence front.
Yeah.
It's a put on.
Digging this.
I love this song.
Me too.
It's 8:51. That's John Hancock.
Hey.
And he's not even playing air bass.
I was.
Oh, you were?
I was.
Yeah. Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't see you.
Yeah.
I thought you might be, and then I was disappointed that you weren't, but you were.
I was.
And Michael Kelly. Hello.
Hello.
Do you own an expensive car? If you do, you're probably a jerk. At least that's according to this latest study.
What do you consider expensive?
I think all cars are expensive.
They are all expensive. Researchers at UNLV had pedestrians cross the road and track which types of cars were more likely to slow down and allow them to cross. Turns out drivers of more expensive cars were less likely to slow down than others. There's even a formula. Scientists say a driver is 3% more likely to slow down for every $1,000 their car is worth. They theorize that driving an expensive vehicle gives the motorist a sense of superiority over other road users. Thoughts, Michael Kelly?
I don't have much thoughts. I drive less and less now because my whole life is kind of contained between Kings Highway and downtown. So I really don't have to be on the highway that much. And I don't think that when it comes to jerks on the road, I don't think it's exclusive to people in fancy cars.
Yeah. I mean, this is a stupid study, in my opinion. I know people that have expensive cars that are perfectly lovely.
I'd like to ask Debbie, what is your thoughts on this study?
I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
I like John. I know people with expensive cars who are very nice. But I'm sure there probably are people who drive expensive cars who are jerks.
Oh, sure.
And
have that sense
of entitlement.
You can find a jerk just about anywhere.
I kind of do my own informal poll of this as I cross the road to going from my neighborhood into Tower Grove Park to see which cars, you know, I'll be crossing the street with my two kids and the dog.
Yeah.
And some people will just go right through the stop sign right in front of kids and a dog. So I kind of keep my own mental list of who's the most likely to almost blow past us.
Huh.
I'll save the results of that poll for another day. Let's see. Let's go to back to Illinois, where the General Assembly has a bill in front of them, a new bill to ban the sale of gas-powered leaf blowers in Illinois retail stores and slap residents caught using them with a $500 fine. That ban would be on gas-powered leaf blowers that contain either two or four-stroke engines. I don't even know what that means. The bill language cites leaf blowers' effect on public health and the environment, including the risk of emissions to contribute to smog and acid rain, as well as the potential, and this one is serious, hearing loss due to the loud noise. So those things are loud. I already know the answer.
The state literally cannot pay its bills. And they're over there.
Looks like they're finding a way to get $500 to help.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let people blow their leaves for the love of Pete, and let people live free. I mean, this is, this is a country where if I want to blow my leaves with a little gasoline, I ought to be able to blow my leaves.
Well, I'm going to use a little Republican logic. They always say that if we spend the money at the top, it will trickle down to the bottom. Well, do we really think that leaf blowers are the ones that are causing all the smog and the acid rain?
No,
it's happening from the major power plants and the coal plants, etc. Let's spend some energy and time on that, and then we can get down to the smaller stuff.
They are bad for your hearing, though. They're so loud.
You can wear those earplugs.
Yeah, I don't think most people do, though.
Well,
my other issue with people who use leaf blowers is they're always blowing stuff into the street or into somebody else's yard.
Well, now that's a problem.
I don't think. I mean, what are you supposed to do with it, though?
Punch him in the nose.
If you rake, you're raking it into a bag or into a bin or something. But if you're using a leaf blower, you're just making it somebody else's problem.
I notice when I drive through Clayton sometimes, and I try not to do that. They all blow their leaves into the street, and I think it's because the machine comes and picks it up.
Yeah,
you hope.
You know, now when Georgianne blows the Leafs, you know,
puts them on the neighbor's lawn.
No, she puts them in the bag.
When Georgianne blows the Leafs, did you hear that?
Because God knows John Hancock wouldn't do it.
I hate yard work. I hate it.
He wants
Georgianne to have that gas powered blower.
Oh yeah.
Well, because you don't want to make Georgianne too tired for all the other things she has to do.
Hey, I do. I'm good at doing the dishes. I'm not totally worthless. Oh, I got the Christmas tree down this year before March.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Poor Georgianne.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that lady.
I
need a Georgianne. My goodness.
Oh, and she's so sweet and nice and pretty, and I cannot figure it out. It's one of my best friends, but he's so out of his league. It's insane.
Well, good for him that he married up.
Amen.
That is John Hancock along with Michael Kelly. And here's what's on tap. What is coming up after news at the top, John?
Our own Dave Simon is going to visit about what in the world is going on with the stock market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.